In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Virgin most faithful, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we, in the first reading, continue to hear about the early church and John and Peter giving their testimony about Christ after curing the man who was a cripple, and how they are being intimidated now by the Sanhedrin, giving them a stern warning not to preach in this man's name anymore. And Peter gives that reply, both Peter and John, whether it is right in the sight of God for us to obey you rather than God, you be the judges. It is impossible for us not to speak about that what we have seen and heard, that rather, they said, better for us to obey God than men. And the church throughout the ages has always encountered intimidation in preaching the gospel, whether it be intimidation by the sword, imitation, intimidation by threats, or even intimidation today in our world by prejudice or mocking, by ridicule, or by economic sanctions, laws trying to persecute Christians and especially Catholics for their faith. The church will always encounter opposition, but must have that boldness that Peter and John had, that they had become such fearless witnesses for the faith because they did experience Christ risen from the dead. And the gospel shows us that they were so slow to believe that in many cases it shows you the, you might say, it even adds to their credibility as witnesses, because here they are, Mary Magdalene tells them that our Lord has risen from the dead. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus tell them that he's risen from the dead. And still they do not believe. You know, they're still, you're all dreaming, or whatever it is that they said to them. Finally, our Lord appears to them in person and admonishes them for their lack of unbelief, or for their lack of belief. And he tells them, gives them that mandate already, shortly, you know, on the day of the resurrection. He gives them already the mandate to go out to all the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature, to tell them that he has risen from the dead and that he has given this new life, that as Peter tells them, you know, when he preaches on that day of Pentecost, they said that he strikes them to the heart. They said, what must we do? He said, you must be baptized, or you will, you know, you will be burned, or you will be condemned. Such a short but pithy statement. You know, you must be baptized unless you want to go to hell. In those days, it didn't take much to convince people about the truth or that they needed to change their ways. Today, they may say it in more sophisticated ways, but the message is still going to be the same. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and his church that he has established, or you will not be saved. It's pretty much boiling it all down to its basics. You don't get more complicated than that. To those who have faith and those who have believed that Jesus has risen from the dead and have that witness of the life of John and Peter and the early apostles, who experienced all kinds of threats and persecutions, who endured all kinds of difficulties to bring this message out to all the world, then we too today, in imitation of them and in that same kind of spirit, because we have the same Holy Spirit who strengthens us today to preach and teach and to give witness to the truth of our Lord's resurrection. The truth that the life that he gives through his church, through the sacraments, through the moral teachings of the church, are what is truly that new life of grace, that true happiness that man cannot have if it does, if he fails to accept and to acknowledge Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Let us pray in a special way today as we continue to celebrate Easter, that we too will have that courage to proclaim the truth in season and out of season, of course, boldly and with charity, but not being afraid to offend the status quo or the sensibilities of modern man, who many times is just as doped up in his own little world, thinking that he is happy when he's in misery, and that they need to hear this message as boldly and as clearly as John and Peter preached it in their day. They need to hear it today, that we need to receive this life of Christ, this grace, or we will not be happy, we will not be saved, we will not at all achieve or be what God has called us to be, which is his sons and daughters, his children, and his beloved friends. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.